Chapter 12. In the image, which was increasingly clear, increasingly real, the shrieks of both human and Koopa grew in volume. The little Thea's small hand reached down to pick up the glow rod, to activate it, to shine its light down into the hole. The portion of the cave floor where Thea's mother and Sparkle had lain, weak for who knew how many centuries, overburdened by the Koopa's weight, had collapsed into a lower cave. Its floor was some 10 meters down, and it crawled with Drox, a carpet of the tiniest ones, moving lumps the size of fingernails. Sparkle struggled frantically, its legs clearly broken, and atop its flank was a Drox the size of a Wookiee's spread-fingered hand, a huge one. It turned to look at Thea, its multifaceted eyes evaluative, intelligent. Thea's mother stood at the edge of the cave, scrabbling against the wall, trying to climb it. But the stone there was too smooth, and she could get no purchase. Drox had swarmed up her legs and back. They had already drawn so much strength from her that it was clear her legs were failing, trembling, barely able to support her. Her eyes connected with Thea's, and she managed two words.
Run, baby!
Then she toppled over backward, and the Drox swarmed over her. A sharp, high-pitched peal rose from the image, a child's scream, and Drox by the hundreds or thousands began to climb the wall toward Thea. Then the image jolted, blurred. Suddenly it was outside, under the stars, with dawn gleaming violet in the east, and the child's scream continued as the little Thea ran.
Come back to us. Come back to the present, where you're safe. Don't think about the cave. Think about your husband. Think about your baby to come.
Rubbing his chin, Taru sat back on his stool, leaning away from Thea and the geode. The image in the geode faded, though the golden outline around its circumference lingered. Ben whistled. He had paled. Luke knew what he was thinking, what he was feeling. He'd lost his own mother only a few years before. It had been very hard to deal with. What it must be like to be 5 and go through that. Luke reached out, gave Ben a reassuring squeeze on the shoulder. Then he turned to Taru. What's next?
First, I need to confirm something.
From a side table, Taru retrieved a data pad, an older model with a scratched, scuffed case. He brought up a viewer and began scrolling through a set of holocam images. He angled the device so Luke could see its screen, but it showed only ordinary domestic scenes. Thea and the happy dark-skinned man, who was clearly her new husband, the husband laboring away beneath an airspeeder, a living room, a kitchen.
There.
Taru froze the sequence on one of the kitchen images. It showed the husband standing beside a stove, saying something back over his shoulder to whomever it was taking the picture, presumably Thea. See anything? Luke glanced at the image, shook his head, then frowned and narrowed his eyes. He tapped the stovetop. That saucepan. It's identical to the one in her memories.